is VOA News via remote. World Bowman. G20 leaders have formally endorsed the global agreement for a minimum 15% corporate tax. U.S. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen said Saturday, hailing it as an historic step. Some 136 countries representing more than 90% of global GDP have signed the deal to more fairly tax multinational companies and enact a minimum tax on global corporations of 15%. U.S. internet giants such as Google, Amazon, Facebook, and Apple are particularly targets of the new regulation. These companies and others base themselves in low-tax countries to minimize their tax bills. An Israeli missile strike killed 5 pro-Iran militiamen near Damascus on Saturday, a war monitor said, while state media said 2 Syrian soldiers were wounded in the attack. The Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said the strike destroyed a Hezbollah and Iranian weapons and ammunition convoy headed towards Lebanon. At least 5 pro-Iranian fighters were killed and several wounded, said the war monitor. The report could not be independently verified. Earlier, state news agency Sana, quoting a military source, said 2 Syrian soldiers were wounded after explosions were heard in the Syrian capital. Since the outbreak of the Syrian civil war in 2011, Israel has routinely carried out airstrikes inside Syria, mostly targeting Syrian government troops, as well as allied Iranian and Lebanese forces. And tens of thousands of Sudanese on Saturday staged protests in Khartoum and other cities to demand the restoration of a civilian-led government to put the country back on a path to democracy after a military coup. This is VOA News. Rebellious Tigrayan forces said on Saturday they had seized the strategic town of Desi in Ethiopia's Amhara region, where tens of thousands of ethnic Amharas have sought refuge from an escalation in fighting. The fighters pushed Ethiopian government forces from Desi and were headed towards the town of Kombolcha, a spokesperson for the Tigray People's Liberation Front told media. The government denies this. The United Arab Emirates announced Saturday it was withdrawing its diplomats from Lebanon after a similar move by Saudi Arabia, and also banned its citizens from traveling to that country. Regional heavyweight Saudi Arabia on Friday said it was recalling its ambassador to Lebanon and giving Beirut's envoy 48 hours to leave Riyadh after insulting remarks made by a Lebanese minister on the Yemen war. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson said Saturday he could not rule out triggering trade dispute action against France next week in a post-Brexit row over fishing that has further strained relations and could ultimately disrupt the flow of goods. Johnson, who is hosting the UN Climate Summit next week, again said he did not want the spat over fish to derail a current meeting of the world's 20 biggest economies, seen as a stepping stone to secure more commitments for COP26 in Glasgow. China's latest COVID-19 outbreak is developing rapidly, a health official said, as the authorities demanded high vigilance at ports of entry amid growing infections in a northeastern border city caused by the virus arriving from abroad. Some 377 domestically transmitted cases with confirmed symptoms were reported from October 17th through the 29th, National Health Commission data showed. China has tackled a series of outbreaks this year since it largely contained a national spread in early 2020. Pope Francis has accepted an invitation from Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi to visit in a turnaround in relations with the Vatican following the failure of negotiations for a papal trip to the predominantly Hindu nation in 2017. There are about 20 million Roman Catholics in India, about 1.5% of the population of 1.3 billion. Some 80% of India's people are Hindu. For more on these and other stories making international news today, we invite you to visit our website at voanews.com. Via remote, Laurel Bowman, VOA News.